Hey there, it's Dr. Heidi. You're listening to It's Not Normal, It's Toxic, a podcast geared towards the things you may be misunderstanding about the difficult relationships in your life. I did not understand it when I was in it, but I definitely understand it now, and I want to share that understanding with you so that you too can find the courage you didn't know you had to make the changes you didn't think you could make. Hey, good afternoon, everybody. This is Dr. Heidi, your Toxic Relationship Awareness and Healing Specialist, and this is It's Not Normal, It's Toxic, Rid Your Life of Toxic People. Thank you all for being here and welcome back. I actually have a couple announcements because I always start with a couple of announcements. It is getting to be closer and closer to the conference date, and the link to register will be up next week, probably the beginning of the week. I'm super excited about that. There's a special price for the conference. It is going to be April 5, 6, and 7. It is April 5th is a Friday, and it is just at night. And that is a little bit more casual than the rest of the conference will be. So there's no need for anybody to take off work on Friday. That is going to be hosted in the St. Louis area. And we have a lot of different topics being covered. So if you are looking for some information or looking to get some questions answered on your situation or perhaps the situation of somebody you know and love, that would be a great place to get a lot of education in one weekend. It will be on the website. Go to coachingwithdrheidi.com. On the website, there is also the opportunity to take the toxicity analysis. Toxicity profile analysis is what it's called, the TPA. And that is where you can kind of see what type of toxicity may be affecting you if you've been affected mildly, moderately, or severely by people with toxic traits in your life. It's kind of an eye opener. I actually get different results than you get. When you take the profile, I get results that divide each question into one of the character traits of the toxic person. So the results that I see are very, very personality oriented. So that way, if you do set up a consultation with me after taking the TPA, I already know what type of personality you're dealing with just by the answers that you have put in on the toxicity profile analysis. That is a lot easier for people then to do a consultation because, as you know, if you're in a toxic relationship, it is very overwhelming to tell somebody your story. So if I can kind of see which traits you've been affected by, you don't have to start at the very beginning and go through a very emotional, painful recollection of exhausting material. I can look at it, understand what type of person you have been dealing with, and it makes it easier to take the first step without having to tell the whole story. So that is on the website. There's a free download on the website also, which is my First Step to Freedom workbook. That's kind of just a preliminary, hey, let's think about you for a minute, and you can jump right on there. That's on the homepage. You can download that. Also, the Freedom Me Pay What You Can is still running, which means I want to make sure that anybody who needs the program has accessibility to it. And that is my written self-study Freedom Me online program. And when you log on and you register to pay for it, you will notice that there is more than one option. You are allowed to pay what you feel is in your budget and what you feel that program would be of value to you. All of the programs are the same no matter what you pay for them. Let's see. I think that may be all of the announcements for now. Thank you for following the podcast. Please, please, please subscribe to it so you don't miss any of the episodes and share it with anybody that you think it may help. Lots and lots of feedback on people who are listening to this on their way to work, on their way home from work. I'm getting feedback from people who are listening to it with their kids who have toxic parents or have toxic people in their class. So we're starting to reach more and more of a demographic. And so I really appreciate you guys sharing the podcast. Today, the reason I'm doing this podcast today, I will tell you, usually I have notes in front of me. I don't have a single note in front of me today, so I apologize if I get hung up on words. I have in my life in the last 3 or 4 weeks had a lot of people that I know, not necessarily clients, but people that I know really well, or friends and family of people that I know really well, that have developed some pretty severe, not all life-threatening, but health conditions. And when I deal with the toxic personality and toxic behavior, a red flag goes up to me as a healthcare provider. What living in these chronic stressful situations does to your body. And I felt the need today to address some of that. So again, I apologize. I am at my kitchen table, and usually when I talk about this stuff, I am at my wellness center. So all of my written information is there. But so I want to talk today just a little bit on the effects that chronic stress have on your body. And first thing I want to do is let's talk about stress. When you think of the word stress, or you hear the word stress, or America is stressed, or the world is stressed, we immediately think of things like, oh, we're going through a divorce. Oh, we lost a family member. Death of a child, death of a spouse, a big move, or a large opportunity to make a job change, a career change. You're going back to school, a marriage, a new baby, a pregnancy. Those are all things that when you think about stress, money, financial situation is a big stress. Those are the things that enter your mind. But stress on your body is defined as a little different. Stress on your body is defined as anything that asks your body to adapt. So when your body's looking at stress, it's looking at even little things. And I'll make a list. I'm going to try to make a list because I don't have everything right in front of me. Coffee is a stress on your body because caffeine asks your body to adapt. Lack of sleep is a stress. Too much exercise is a stress. Too little exercise is a stress. Wound healing is a stress. Being alcohol is a stress. Being in stressful situations, being in a stressful relationship, home life, work life, having to drive to work in stressful driving conditions. Prescription medication is a stress. Financial situations are a stress. Wound healing is a stress. Too much light is a stress. Bad eating habits, too much processed food, not eating enough, eating too much. All of those type of things, and I could keep listing and listing and listing, but all of those things that I just listed are things that ask your body to adapt. Now, the human body is very adaptable. And because I went through a professional doctorate school, and I went through one where it is very, very natural. The study that I did. So I don't prescribe pharmaceutical medication. I am not a medical doctor. I'm a doctor of chiropractic, which just means I base a lot of my stuff and my treatment plans on things that are a little more natural. So I know that the body is very adaptable and the body heals itself. Okay. There are stories and stories and stories about, the body just all of a sudden, it compensates. It will compensate. If the right arm is weak, the left arm will get stronger. If you lose your sight, your hearing sense gets stronger. There's something I tell my patients all the time. They come in with a neck problem and I check their low back. Well, the pelvis is the foundation of the spine, and your body will always compensate to keep your eyes and your ears level, because if it doesn't, your balance and proprioception is off. So they often will ask, well, why are you checking the pelvis and the low back, if it's my neck that's bothering me? Because if something's out in the low back, your body's going to compensate so that your equilibrium is correct, or you'll be tipping over. But through my whole years of practice, I've seen amazing, amazing things where the body compensates. You hear stories about head injuries, that when they first are injured, oh, they're never going to walk again, or they're never going to talk again. And the body has a way of just protecting itself. Okay, so how does that tie into toxic relationships? When you are in a toxic relationship, and I'm going to describe this, and everybody that's listening is going to nod because you are going to understand exactly what I'm talking about. You know that feeling of walking on eggshells? Or that feeling of that pain, that tense pain in your stomach when the door opens, or the toxic person's name shows up on your phone, or you hear them come home from work, or you get an email. That is your body's mechanism telling you that something is wrong. But what do we do when we stay in situations that aren't healthy for us? We don't even acknowledge that we feel that pain anymore, right? So the body's trying to tell us something's wrong. We ignore it. So what happens is the body itself goes into protection mode. So when you live in a chronic stressful situation, which is the walking on eggshell situation, which is the I fear my partner situation, I'm scared I'm always going to be in trouble, I can never do anything right. What if they're mad? What if they're angry? What if they spread rumors about me? You're constantly trying to stay in front of the toxic person. That is a example of living in chronic stress. And if you follow my Instagram page, I've probably put it up there more than once, but I just there that's my fault for not having notes. I was ready to say something and it disappeared. But anyway, since the body adapts, when you get into a stressful situation, the longer you're in it, the more normal you get. So you know how it is when you feel like you've got 152 things to do, but as soon as you get, you change your schedule and the kids go back to school and you have to do all of this stuff, as soon as you get into a schedule, you don't feel like you're stressed anymore. And it takes the next level of stress to make you feel like you're stressed again. But as soon as you get used to that level of stress, you don't feel like you're stressed anymore. And it's the same thing in a toxic relationship. You get called names, you're worried that you're going to get in trouble, but as soon as you get used to the name being called names, that doesn't seem like a stress anymore because it happens all the time, right? You know what it's like when you walk in a room that stinks? If you stay in the room long enough, you don't smell it anymore, right? Your body adapts to that smell. It is the same thing in a toxic relationship. If you stay in a toxic relationship long enough, your body adapts to that. So you don't feel like you're stressed anymore, but your body's going, I'm working overtime down here to fight all this off, so I can't do it forever. So if you could kind of pay attention to where you are and maybe make a few changes, right? But basically, what happens is the body is always in survival mode when you are in a toxic lifestyle or a toxic environment or a toxic workplace. The minute you step into that environment, your body goes into survival mode. And health professional speaking, and I'm going to make this very simple. I do the adrenal stress testing in my office. And the reason I do that is the adrenal gland is the gland in your body that releases the hormones that help us adapt to stress. That famous hormone, and all of you have heard of it, is cortisol. You get up in the morning, the adrenal gland releases a certain amount of cortisol, and it's that cortisol that helps you get through the day and delivers the energy that you need to get through your day. Okay, well, when you're throwing, oh, I got to do so and so's work, and I hope I'm not mad, and I got to run here and get my list done, or I'm going to be in trouble, and you add the whole walking on eggshells to it, well, eventually what happens is there is not enough cortisol to go around to get you through this daily stressful life. So what happens is the body starts stealing precursors, is what they're called, ingredients that are supposed to be converted into other types of hormones, and says, sorry, buddy. We don't get to have estrogen, progesterone, and testosterone today because she's not slowing down and we need cortisol. So it starts stealing and converting to make cortisol so that you can keep up with the energy that it takes you to adapt to your stressful lifestyle every day. Well, eventually, you start having what looks like or appears like hormone problems or thyroid issues or a number of other health-related conditions that you would probably never tie back to the adrenal gland. But because the adrenal gland is continually trying to keep up with the amount of energy it needs for everything that you're doing, you start noticing health problems in other areas. And some of the first things you'll notice is you'll notice digestive issues. The number one complaint of patients that come in my office that I test for adrenal dysfunction is fatigue. I sleep all night and I wake up and I'm tired. And I get to about 2 o'clock in the afternoon and I feel like I need a nap. But if I can just push through till 9 o'clock, then it's like I have a second wind and I can clean the whole house before 1 o'clock. Okay, that is where the hormone levels are starting to get off, and your cortisol is starting to come up at night, so you're not sleeping because it's an energy hormone, so it's going to override your sleep hormones. And let me think of what some of the other symptoms are. Digestive. A lot of people will talk about, I don't know, but I'm losing my hair. My skin is very dry and it's flaking off. Or I'm breaking out like I was a teenager. My stomach hurts all the time. I'm constipated. Or I feel like I can't eat or I'm sick. My joints are starting to hurt. Weight gain, weight loss are some of the physical symptoms that when people start, their body starts adapting to combat all the stress in their life. Those are the health things you're going to start noticing. But what I notice in my office, of course, because I'm a chiropractor, so when we get digestive issues, people go to the digestive doctor, and they go to the dermatologist for their skin and hair, and they go to all these places and nobody can find anything. So, well, let's just throw you on thyroid medication because all your symptoms are looking like thyroid. Or let's just put you on some hormones since all your symptoms are looking like hormones. But very seldom do they dig into the stress level of the person. And because the adrenal gland is such a little gland, it gets overlooked. Also, because the adrenal gland is such a little gland, and because adrenal dysfunction is caused by lifestyle, there's not a pharmaceutical drug out there right now that can take care of adrenal dysfunction. It is a lifestyle change. So there's not a lot of doctors that are actually treating adrenal fatigue. One, there's not a lot of time for them to do lifestyle change. I do a lot of lifestyle change in my work. But aside from the physical symptoms that you're going to notice, if you are experiencing some type of adrenal fatigue, you are also going to notice things like the friend that you used to love to hang out with now drives you nuts. An overall feeling of kind of unhappiness. Sleep, you sleep, but you feel like you could continue to sleep. The things that used to make you happy, you don't want to do anymore. You can't handle stress the way you used to. You don't enjoy the things that you used to enjoy. You're picking fights with people. You're very irritable. You're very emotional. So those are a lot of the things that I get from people also after the fact of all of the physical symptoms. So the body starts to break down because it's in survival mode all the time. And what it will do is it will pick what's very, very important and quit worrying about the rest. For an example, one of my indications of adrenal fatigue was my family rodeoed, my girls rodeoed a lot and at a pretty high level. So I would do a lot of driving through the night. And I will never forget, all of the sudden, I felt like I could not stand it when I was meeting a car at night because the headlights were so bright. And I remember calling my mom, and of course, she just said, "Oh, that's night vision. You better go to the eye doctor." Well, it wasn't until years later when I found out that my adrenal glands, from combating so much stress, were, in a very, very severe form of dysfunction. Well, why was I having the problem with my eyes? The pupillary reflex, which is the reflex that closes your pupil when bright light shines into it, that's not very important when your body's trying to deal with all this other stuff. So it's going to let the things that aren't as important go to protect the things that are more important. So that's one sign of adrenal fatigue. If you are highly photosensitive, you may be in a stage of adrenal fatigue that may be close to severe because your body goes, "Yep, I don't have the energy to constrict the pupil, so you're just going to have to deal with the bright light." That's kind of where the digestive comes too. It takes energy for your body to go through the digestive process. So if you start having digestive issues, a lot of times it's because, "Hey, I don't have energy to digest right now. I got to do all this other stuff." So it slows down your digestive system, which causes all sorts of problems. And these are just a couple of things. But because I've had so many people in the last month and a half show up with major health problems. A lot of, mammograms are coming back not good. We've got a lot of female hormone related cysts and stuff like that popping up. Colon cancer, digestive issues, irritable bowel, lots of chronic headaches, allergies, immune system stuff, all of that stuff is all of a sudden popping up. And I thought, you know what? I talk about toxic relationships, and my trained profession is chiropractic, and I do this all day long in my office. So I really felt today like I needed to share a little bit of what living in chronic stress and living in a toxic environment all the time can actually do to your body. So if you have any more questions on that, I know I kind of just barely touched on it. I can certainly do a consultation over the phone. How the entire process works is it's a saliva test. And you test the different hormone levels to see how your adrenal gland is actually functioning and how it is warding off stress. But if you're having stuff that all of a sudden you've never had before and you know you're in a chronically stressful situation, you may really consider seeing somebody about your adrenal gland and just make sure that it's staying healthy. And as a bottom line, because we know it is lifestyle that causes adrenal dysfunction, the less you ask your body to adapt, the better. So try eating about every 3 hours so your body knows you're gonna feed it every 3 hours, because I know how you work. I used to be there. You drink coffee until 2 o'clock, you grab a Snickers, you work until 8, you eat a ginormous dinner because you haven't ate all day, and your body goes, if she's not feeding me for 24 hours, I'm gonna store every bit of this that she just fed me. And that's where cortisol kind of got the name of high cortisol causes belly fat. Increased cortisol trying to ward off stress causes your body to store fat because it might need energy later, is what it does. And again, I'm simplifying the whole process because I'm just kind of trying to make everybody aware that this is a thing. So if you can eat every 3 hours, your body's going to go, oh, great, she's feeding me. I don't have to store any of this. If you can go to bed at the same time every night and get up at the same time every morning, your body doesn't have to wonder how much sleep it's going to get. So the less you can ask your body to adapt, the better. The more normal or boring you can make your schedule, or the more scheduled you can get in your life, the better it is going to be for your adrenal health. That's probably kind of enough for one session, but there is a page on my edgewellness.net website that goes into some of the symptoms of adrenal fatigue. You can Google that online also. I just really started thinking about all my people who are struggling right now with medical conditions, and I did. You know, when I was in one of the toxic relationships I was in, I was never sick. I never had to eat. I never had to sleep. I was 100 miles an hour. And when I got out and I got safe and I got happy, I started getting sick. And it was my body going, okay, we did that for 12 years. We need a rest. And I started getting kidney infections and chronic sinus infections and one thing after the next, which led me to get my adrenals tested. And that's how I was personally exposed to the adrenal stress testing. And because of the work that I do with people like myself who've been in toxic relationships, I have continued to do the adrenal stress testing. And I think a lot of my clients are surprised to find out that if they start changing their lifestyle and adding some supplements that support the adrenal gland, the difference that it does make. So that was just kind of an FYI in case you've been suffering from, you know, health issues that may not have a diagnosis or an answer. The adrenal gland is tied to a lot of the different systems. So right, wrong, or indifferent, that is my belief. So if there's healthcare professionals listening, I know I tried to explain it very simply and you might have felt like I didn't explain it exactly right, but I'm trying to make it aware to the person who may not have a ton of medical knowledge. So thank you. I hope everybody's having a great, great week. Again, please, edgewellness.net is my wellness center page. That is where the adrenal information is. But again, you can Google that anywhere. Coachingwithdrheidi.com is the coaching website. The conference is April 5, 6, and 7. Thank you for sharing the podcast. I am super excited about the people that are messaging in. I'm getting topic ideas. I'm getting compliments on the staff interview was one of the favorite podcasts, I guess, because people wanted to know stuff about me. But anyway, I am starting to really, really love the podcast. In fact, it's funny because when I started, I had to make myself do them. Now I feel like I'm not connecting with my friends if I don't do them often enough. So, all of you listening, you've been adopted as my friends. So, thank you for the support, and I appreciate you, and I will talk to you soon.